Luce mo lagelo. Give to the east, give to the west, give to the boy who treats you the best, who troubles you less. Good news is a coming, good news is a going. Give to the east, give to the west, give to the boy who treats you the best. Give to the east, give to the west, give to the boy who treats you the best. Troubles you less, cleans up his mess, doesn't get fresh, his patience blessed, God's rhythm in his waist and hair on his chest, nothing to confess, put your mind at rest, put your mind at rest, put your mind at
blindly, only then will we have eyes to see. What we make of life, it never comes easy. Our hearts are tempered by adversity. Just as the baby cries out for its mother, so we all have to cry out for each other. And like the willow bending with the breeze, so we're bending with each other's needs. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you know. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you're doing it now. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. You yes, it's so easy when you know how. It's so easy when you know what you're doing. It's so easy when you're doing it now.
hush, baby, you come to me, because God made you mine. I'll take care of you, baby, I'll leave nothing behind.
Tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar man, sugar man, sugar man, sugar man. You hurry, 'cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart when I found it. It had turned to dead black coal. Garbage dump, oh garbage dump, why are you called a garbage dump? Oh garbage dump, oh garbage dump, why are you called a garbage dump? You could feed the world with my garbage dump. You could feed the world with my garbage dump. You could feed the world with my garbage dump. That sums it up in one big lump. When you're living on the road and you think sometimes you're starving, get on off that trip, my friend. Just get in them cans and start carving. Oh, garbage dump, my garbage dump. Why are you called my garbage dump? Garbage dump, my garbage dump. Why are you called my garbage dump?
There's a Market Basket and an AMP. I don't care if the box boys are standing me. I don't even care who wins the war. I'll be in them cans behind my favorite store. Garbage dump, oh garbage dump. Why are you called a garbage dump? Garbage dump, oh garbage dump. That sums it up in one big lump. I claim all these garbage dumps in the name of the garbage pickers of America.
Garbage pickers of America.
But it smells. Oh.
Told you once and I told you twice. Why be mean when you can be nice? Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see I'm in misery? I hardly feel like a mustard seed, 'cause your love is what I need. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see I'm in misery? I'm the ace of hearts and she's my queen, the best old girl you ever seen. Come on, I told you, child, when you were 16, I wanted you, girl, to be my queen. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see I'm in misery? A poor frog sitting on a lily pond, and I was holding in my arm. Come on, be kind to me. Can't you see I'm in misery? I call you on the telephone, tell me why you're never home. Come on, be kind to me.
You not tell me again all the nice thing you've been telling me before, the time you wanted me to marry you. You've been telling me I was the tallest pygmy in this life, that no other pygmy could be taller past me. You remember? That time you've been love me, eh? So me too, I believe you. Now so I go, I marry you. But just now I be sorry, sorry plenty, sorry that I marry you. Because you make me cry all time. Why you make me cry and feel sad like that? Tell me. I am very good husband for you. Remember, the time I marry you, you've been being small, small, slim, slim, and light, like a dry leaf. You know, remember? So I begin feed you. I kill monkey, I kill elephant in the forest to feed you. I feed you so day, you become big fat woman, very good woman for me. But everything it be changing. All you giving me today, only sadness. And now you say you won't go back to your family, you won't go back to your papa. But you know what? I can tell you something. I've been give your papa 8 elephant tusk, big elephant tusk, so that I marry you. And your papa, he been take the tusk, go and sell them to the giant people in the village. And the man himself, your papa, he be too old now. No strong again, no fit kill elephant again. Too old. So if you go back to your papa, he no fit give me my tusk back. Tell me, who go pay? Give me the name of the man who go pay me back my elephant tusk. You say you get another man, younger than me, and you say, nah, go pay me back. Ah, you hear me this, Tolly? The woman, he be bad woman, oh. You be very bad woman. But if the man can pay, you just go away. Go. And no one see you again. Go, go, go away. You be bad woman. You be too bad woman. Eh? Yeah, 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 yeah.
My shepherd and I am a sheep. Perhaps you're just a walrus and the rest are all creeps. I shall not want what I'm beholden to ask, cause each time that I found it, it slipped out of my grasp. Beside the still waters I searched for the Lord, but after a lifetime I began to get bored. Just kept making me laugh. For his name's sake, I blundered through valleys of death. just to get far away from his colorful breath. No evil I feel with a rod and a staff, but I must have looked silly, cause he stood there and laughed. Set up a table and invited my foes, who anointed my head with a bloody wet rose. My cup ran all over, couldn't catch it at all, with goodness and mercy stretched out drunk in the hall.
gonna bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. You've been hanging on to it, and I sure would like a hit. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Water does no more than get you it's okay. But people act as if they're going to drown. Forget about the summer when the sun burns their skin. Forgetting man lives not by bread alone. But as for me, I'll sit and eat a buttercup sandwich and wait till the shower is over.
The master's spontaneity and being ready for that situation was the kind of quick thinking that a good comedian has, who, in a completely unprepared way, can make all sorts of jokes and turn any situation into a jest of some kind. There are all sorts of people who do that. People who are experts in kind of, like Dorothy Parker, in that sort of repartee. But here it's been developed in a very fundamental way and to a very high degree. Now, the way in which it's developed, you see, requires a protected situation. Because if we all started to act on the spur of the moment, without the slightest consideration or deliberation, if we all started to act on pure whim, everybody would think we were crazy. And people would avoid us and call the police and things like that. But what they do is this. They start you doing this in the context of a disciplined situation where there are very rigid rules for most of the time, but there are certain instances at which all those rules go hang. And you're in a community which understands the game. Because the point is this, when you start acting spontaneously, you're not used to doing it, and therefore your responses are unintelligent and inappropriate. But when you become used to doing this, and when it becomes second nature to you to act in the state of mushin, of no mind or no deliberation, then your behavior has matured and you find that you're accustomed to respond quite appropriately, as the Zen master did in lighting his cigarette from the charcoal. So also in learning the art of swordsmanship, when he has given up defending himself, preparing his mind for attack, then he's got a mirror mind. And this is also likened to a vessel of water, like a wooden barrel. When you make a hole in the barrel, the water instantly flows out of the hole, because the water is always available to come out. It doesn't have to choose. And so you could also say that mushin is what Krishnamurti calls choicelessness. And because you see, choice in this sense is not quite the same thing as decision. Choice means dithering. You know, there are some people who, before they start to write something down, they wiggle their pens a little. The pen dithers over the paper. And then they start to write. And so in the same way, a lot of people constantly in the life situation, they dither, because that dithering is anxiety. To be or not to be, that is the question. Well, there is no question about to be or not to be. See, because to be and not to be go together, as we saw, they arise mutually. So then, in the situation of the Zen community, safeguards are set up within which you can learn how to act without deliberation, which is, you see, in a sense, going back to the state of innocence. Now, it doesn't mean that you give up thinking. It doesn't mean that you become an anti-intellectual. You all can also learn, and this is part of the later phases of Zen training, how to think spontaneously. how to deliberate spontaneously. The saying is, you see, stand or walk as you will, but whatever you do, don't wobble. So this is our difficulty, because the human mind is a feedback system. Feedback has a peculiar susceptibility to nervousness. There was a young man who said, though, it seems that I know that I know. What I would like to see is the eye that knows me when I know that I know that I know. You see? Now, in this way, we think about thinking, we worry about worrying, and then when that really gets bad, you worry because you worry about worrying. Now, that is analogous exactly to the kinds of vibration that are set up in certain mechanical systems. For example, if you, I did this trick on television once. I had the cameraman turn the camera on the monitor. The monitor is the television set in the studio where you see what you are doing. And so on this show I said, now I'm going to show you a picture of anxiety. Don't worry about your sets. There's not going to be anything wrong with your set, so don't turn it off. Now I said, Mr. Cameraman, will you please turn the camera on the monitor? He does that. Now what does he do? He's taking a picture of taking a picture, all in the same system. And as you do that, the system starts going like that. You see, it makes a sense up, a kind of oscillation. And you see on the screen all these jagged lines dancing across. Now that's what's meant, you see, by hesitation, attachment, blocking, all that kind of thing which the Zen discipline is designed to overcome. And because the human being is such a peculiarly beautifully organized nervous system and has this tremendously subtle cortex, which is capable of all kinds of thinking about thinking, You can turn yourself on in the most extraordinary ways by, for example, getting earphones which repeat what you say just a fraction of a second after you say it back to you. They delay it. And you can get an oscilloscope tied up with your own heartbeats and get feedback through in this way so that you suddenly begin to see yourself behaving. And it completely balls you up because you wait for yourself to go on. But then you realize it's you doing it. But you can't wait on your heartbeat. You can't wait on what you say. And you get this sensation of going faster and faster and faster and faster until you just have to close the whole thing off. You'll go crazy. So that's what we're doing. And our civilization and our social institutions reflect this in hundreds of ways. And this would be true of any civilization, because all civilization is based on the development of consciousness and feedback, that is to say, the property of self-control, of being self-conscious, looking at what you've done, and then being able to criticize it and correct it. But who criticizes? Is the critic reliable? When you criticize yourself, who will criticize the critic? You see? Or to put it in the other way, quis custodiet ipsos custodies? Who will guard the guards themselves? Who will take care of the policemen? Who will govern the president? And that is the big problem. And when we get tied up in that problem, the Chinese got tied up in it because they were simply a very high order of civilization. So did the Japanese. There has to be a break. Somebody has to start throwing things. Otherwise, everybody will go insane. So, Zen functions in that culture as a way of liberation from the tangle of being too civilized. Now, you see, in Japanese culture, people are tremendously concerned with propriety, with good manners, and with keeping up with the Joneses. One of the funniest things in the world is to watch Japanese people having a bowing contest. It was a very frequent thing when friends meet or take leave. They go, and they bow and they bow and they respond. And it goes back and forth and see who gets the last one in because I'm more polite than you. And the worries about when somebody comes, you know, we visit a family, you always bring a gift. And they start worrying, is this gift suitable? What is it, anything as good as the gift they last gave us? And is it right for the occasion? Have we thought about it enough? Is there some symbolism in this gift that connects with this person's name or their birthday or something like that? And they think about these things indeterminately. And thus they cultivate in the ordinary culture has a great deal of social nervousness in it. People giggle. You often see girls who giggle and cover their mouths to say, I'm not really giggling. All sorts of funny things happen because of this immense social awareness and nervousness. Now, Zen breaks that up. Only it does it in a way that has high artistry to it.